මනක විශෂයක් නේ නොමගට උඩ එපගන තුංග ශුකිෂි
Please feel welcome.
Bob, I didn't hear you. Are you on the line?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I am here, Ludi. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So before we go on, carry on the business for the day, I'd like to ask Gika Kiano to say a prayer.
Nuna tamanna tuni jutilawanni uoptinnut qanuittuuninga piyaksaptini aak silawqavin ataatavut qilangmitjuti ateisumugitsiartaarlinnaalagauna qailaqulli piumaya piniaqtaarlinnami soorloqillangmi ullunni qissaptin tunilaarmutigu peunginnibu isumeyugnakkin taimaqtaaroo peungittiliu qisumeyugnarigaptit oktumannartu pitinnataapiulatigulle peungitsumi aami
Thanks, Guy.
Dion, do the housekeeping before I actually go on. Or is that okay? Let the staff go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Don Carr here. I have a few more items to enter as exhibits if there are no objections. Exhibit number 4, electronic INAC MG water license presentation, April 2008, submitted by Michael Nadler. Item 5, hard copy Indian Northern Affairs Meadowbank Gold Project, April 2008, submitted by Michael Nadler. Exhibit 6, the electronic AEM public community presentation, R-cubed, April 2008, submitted by Larry Connell. Exhibit 7, the hard copy AEM community presentation, Meadowbank Gold Mine Project, April 2008, submitted by Larry Connell. That's it.
Thank you. Any objection to this? Thank you. I'll take that. There's none. So we'll carry on from yesterday's agenda. Can I ask INAC to come back to intervention table? Okay, thank you, INAC. The staff have some more questions.
Mr. Chair, if you will, I was hoping...
Sure, Michael, go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I was hoping, if you will, that we might clarify our response to a question we received yesterday.
Staff? Okay.
We would just like to clarify a response to one of the questions that was posed regarding a cover layer on waste rock. Might we begin?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Again, we are hoping to clarify a response to a question received yesterday regarding cost estimates for reclamation and the depth of rock cover over waste rock and tailings. The proponent's cost estimates for reclamation are based on the use of a cover of 2.5 meters based on their presentation of yesterday over waste rock and tailings. INAC has two concerns regarding the depth of cover proposed by Agnico Eagle. One of these relates to modeling, the other to the Ekati example. Cover over waste rock is meant to bury waste rock deeply enough that it freezes permanently. Each winter, as all of us know, the ground freezes to the surface. Each summer, it thaws to a certain depth. The space between the surface and the deepest level of thawing is called the active layer. With regard to modeling, for its modeling on reclamation and rock cover, the proponent considered an active layer of 2 meters. However, we know from site data collected at the Meadowbank site that the depth of the active layer is closer to 2.15 meters. Given that the active layer is already deeper than the proponent's models, and given that on-site data reflects solid ground which freezes more quickly than rock piles, INAC has limited confidence in the proponent's estimate. With regard to the Ekati example, we recognize that the Ekati mine is in a slightly different climatic zone than the Meadowbank project. However, there are important similarities. Primary among these similarities is that the Ekati's monitoring data is for rock piles. As we know, rock piles are looser than solid ground. There's more air permeation. They have a different characterization than solid ground with regard to freezing and thawing and permafrost. Moreover, even if the two projects are in different parts of the Arctic, the difference between the Ekati estimate of 5 meters and the proponent's estimate of 2 meters is quite significant. So in preparing its own estimate, our department felt that the 5 meters found at Ekati would be too conservative for the climate around Baker Lake, but that 2 meters, or even 2.5 meters, is likely too optimistic. And we have struck a balance at 4 meters for our estimates. Given that the board might be contemplating a two-phase water license, and given that the proponent will be undertaking progressive reclamation, we would make 3 recommendations. The first recommendation would be that the initial license base its assessment of security for the first 5 years of mine life and mine operations on a 4 meter cover. This would be a conservative response to the lack of good data on the active layer. The second would be that the proponent undertake physical testing of different cap depths and designs over different types of waste rock and monitor the results and provide these annually to the water board. The third would be to require that the proponent prepare and submit a plan for this testing and monitoring within 12 months of the date of the license. With good physical testing and monitoring information in hand, security estimates for the waste rock cover for the second licensing phase and the remainder of the mine life would be much more accurate, as they would reflect 5 years of active layer data collection. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, INAC. Staff? No more questions? Dion?
Mr. Chairman, because this is, before we continue with questions from the staff, because this is sort of new information and is a new recommendation that's tabled, I think it's only appropriate to allow Agnico to respond.
Thank you. Agnico?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to respond to that, but I'd also like some time to prepare on that basis. So I propose that I do that response at the when we have an opportunity to do the replies, if that would be okay with you.
Yeah, it's okay.
Mr. Chairman, John Donaghy, perhaps the staff could finish their questions of INAC, and that would give us a few moments just to gather our thoughts before we reply.
Okay, thank you. Staff?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Dave Honstein. Steve's finished. Carlette, did you want to carry on then?